engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign. But no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We are indeed children of freedom. The new covenant in the blood of Christ, which we celebrate at every Mass, sets us free from the power of sin and of death and of hell. In the old covenant, the law pointed out sin. But the hope was still to be fulfilled of how we would be set free from sin. In Christ, we have that actual freedom. We have the freedom of His Spirit. It doesn't change the moral law, but it gives us the ability to find redemption, forgiveness. It gives us the ability to live according to the commandments of God. We're not just looking at a law that we can't fulfill. We're living a law that the Spirit inspires us to live. And that always involves and includes and is predicated on repentance. If we don't reject evil, we can't live in the ways of the Spirit. And that's why Jesus says in this gospel, look, the Queen of the South, she went above and beyond. She went out of her way to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. So Jesus says, why aren't you listening to me? I'm wiser than Solomon. I'm the Son of God. The people of Nineveh repented when they heard the preaching of Jonah. You're hearing the preaching of the Son of God. Why aren't you repenting? This is what Jesus is saying. And we can say in a sense that we have even more. We have Jesus, of course, His gospel, and He was there preaching to them in person. But we've got the full message of, we know now, His death, His resurrection, His sending forth of the Spirit. And we also have the example of all the saints down through the ages and the warnings of their lives and the example of their lives and their teaching and the help of their prayers. We have so much. We've got 2,000 years of history, of example, of witness, of martyrs. What excuse do the people of our day have for not repenting? The sign. Some people say, oh, well, if Jesus just appeared to me and told me what to do, I would do it. Well, don't be so sure. If you're not doing it already based on what He's told you through His word and through His teachings and His gospel, don't be so sure you'd do any differently if He appeared to you today. Jesus said, you don't need a sign. You need to repent. And brothers and sisters, we come today as people of freedom, people of the new covenant. We here in America living in a land that today we celebrate the discovery by Columbus, the travels that he made in the name of Christ, in the name of the faith. And that's why we celebrate the Mass today for the evangelization of peoples coming here to this land, bridging these two continents, helping to take a step forward for the unity of the world. When we look at the sharing of economics and goods and peoples and traditions and religions and technology. And this was a historic moment that should be honored, that should be remembered, should be celebrated, and should be taught accurately. Some among us only want to be negative. If you have a spirit of negativity, you can find fault wherever you look. And some want to redefine or even abolish the observance of this special day and actually rewrite the history of our country as if this country was a mistake. Every country, every person makes mistakes, but this country is not a mistake. It is not in its founding something evil, it is in its founding something good. And of course, Columbus laid the groundwork for all that happened afterwards. Brothers and sisters, we have a movement in our country that wants to rewrite our history and teach our children lies about our history, as if it were founded not in 1776, but in 1619 with the purchase of slaves. It was actually Africans who were selling slaves to Englishmen who were here. This has nothing to do with the founding of America, which issued forth a declaration that led to the eradication of the institution of slavery and, in fact, spurred revolts for freedom throughout the world. Our history needs to be understood and taught accurately to our children, and that's why the president has established a special commission, the 1776 Commission, saying, no, it wasn't 1619 that our country was established. It was 1776. There was a declaration of principles, a declaration of independence, which then brings us back, of course, to the assertion in this first reading. We have freedom in Christ. Our founding fathers believed in that freedom, and so they established a land where people can live in freedom. Not freedom from the moral law, freedom in the moral law. By adhering to those principles of God-given rights, we understand that no human being can have tyrannical control over us, neither an individual king nor even an institution like a court or a Congress. There is no room for tyranny here. The freedom of which St. Paul speaks in this first reading, the freedom that comes in the Spirit and then the new covenant in the blood of Christ, revolutionizes politics so that now people govern themselves on the basis of freedom, that we are completely dependent on God and that no other human being can take the place of God. There's the basis of our freedom, and this country continues to be a shining city on a hill, a beacon for freedom for the rest of the world. That's why more people come to this country as immigrants than any other country in the world or in history. And we continue that tradition of generosity of spirit. Why? Because this country is good. We celebrate Columbus Day. We celebrate the continued spirit of discovery, of proclaiming and bringing the faith to every nation, of working together hand in hand throughout the globe for human progress and for the progress of the kingdom of God. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.